to Morning English. This is January.
Hello, everybody. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
Nora, I tried the eyeshadow palette you recommended the other day. The formula was so buttery. It goes on so smooth. 你之前给我推荐的眼影盘真的是太好用了。Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. 不过说到 you're welcome,这好像是我们一般用英文回应谢谢的一种方式。那前两天呢，在节目当中呢，我们也为大家介绍了各种说 thank you 的方式。那对于回应 thank you, 是不是也有不同的说法呢？
Yes, actually native speakers have many different ways that they use to say you're welcome to someone else. And by knowing what those are, we can use them and sound more natural in English.
And also understand native speakers more easily when they communicate with you.
Right. 那在今天的节目当中呢，我们就一起来看看回应感谢除了 You're welcome 还有哪些不同的说法呢？
我们的内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
对了，在节目开始之前想告诉大家，我们早安英文双十一活动在零点已经正式结束了，但是我们今天早上啊还持续有收到没有抢到名额的私信，不用担心，我们还有三天的返场活动，
两折688元两年。
这次活动呢是我们最后一次
两折特惠，
本次双十一活动之后呢，我们就会恢复到原价1381年。
是的，除此之外呢还有买一年送一年，买两年送三年的超值特惠，每天不到1元钱就可以学两年、还送2021年的全年中外教直播，365天天天都可以看直播。就是我 Jane 老师 Colin 老师还有 Summer 老师每天都会给大家上课，还有学习群，过年也不会放假，只要你愿意学。
是的，真的只有最后三天了，大家千万别错过了。微信搜索早安英文公众号，私信回复双十一，十一是数字十一，去抢最后的
两折返场名额吧。
Okay, now let's dive into our topic today. So firstly, for the record, I want to point it out that you're welcome is a perfectly valid way to respond to a thank you. It is still by far the most common response. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with using it.
是的，回应 thank you 的时候呢，说 you're welcome,其实一点问题都没有。 It's absolutely natural, but I think it's a little bit overused, especially by learners of English.
对，这个说法是大家最常用的，甚至说有一点，说烂了的感觉。
Right, 所以呢，我们今天要介绍的第一种回应谢谢的方式呢，其实也跟 you're welcome 相关，就是在 welcome 前面加上一个程度的副词。
Right. If you really want to emphasize that their thanks has been taken into consideration,You can say, you're quite welcome. Quite, 作为一个副词就是表示完全相当的意思。
对，当别人说了 thank you very much 之后呢，你有可能就会听到这个回答 you're quite welcome.
对，类似的呢，还有 you're so welcome, you're very welcome, 也是日常交流当中非常常用的说法。
For example, Jane, thank you so much for being here.
You're very welcome.
是的。有的时候呢，我们除了刚刚讲到的 You're quite welcome, You're so welcome, You're very welcome, 那你还可能会听到一种回应就是 You're most welcome.
是的， This one is more formal and less common.
对， You're most welcome, 这个回答呢就相对来说更正式很多了。 So Jane, is there any more casual ways to express this?
Yeah, actually, I've got quite a few. One of them is no problemThis one might sound a little bit tricky because it has a word problem in it.
那很多人听到 no problem 的时候呢，就可能会想 is this a problem? Are they telling me that this is a problem?
No. Here, no problem means there's no need for you to say thank you. It was easy for us.
对，意思就是举手之劳，不用谢的。Let's look at an example. Thanks for the help today.
No problem. I enjoyed helping you.
对，那我想起来之前呢，我有一个朋友就告诉我，他在 Florida 的一个非常豪华的餐厅做服务生的时候呢，他们的经理就不允许他们回答 no problem 回应顾客的感谢。
Because it's too casual?
Yeah, I guess the manager felt so. But really, in most situations, it's fine.
对，在日常交流当中用 problem 来回应谢谢是完全没有问题的。那我很好奇啊，那他们的经理会要他们如何回复谢谢呢？
他们通常用的回复就是 It's my pleasure.
This one sounds more formal.就是感觉更加正式，对吧？
Mm-hmm.
那在美式英语当中呢，你也可能会听到人们缩短成 my pleasure.
Right. And in British English, you can even shorten it to just pleasure.
但是在美式英语当中呢，会很少听到人们说 pleasure, 一般都是会说 my pleasure.
是的。除了刚刚聊到的 no problem 之外呢，我们还可以用到一个词组，就是 no worries. This is a very casual way to respond.
Right. You can also say,No big deal.
Yeah, it's no big deal. Deal 在这里呢就是指的事情。So it's no big deal, 就说这没什么的。
Right, that's another casual response. In American English, you might also hear people respond, sure.
Or sure thing. It's very short, quick, and casual. 在美式英语中呢，人们的回应就会相对的简短随意一些。有时候听到对方说 thank you, 你就直接回答一个 sure or sure thing 就可以了。So let's look at two examples here.
Thank you for stopping by.
Sure thing.
Thank you for thinking of me.
Sure.
不过要注意 sure often goes hand in hand with no problem. 回答 sure 的话后面通常也会带上 problem. So you might also say, sure, no problem.
那我刚刚想起来我们中文中除了说不用谢我们还会说这点小事谢什么呀那在英文中是不是也有类似的表达呢
Yeah, we can say, don't mention it.
Mention, 意思就是提到、提及的意思。
这句话的意思就是说完全没有必要提的。There's no need for you to say thank you. You can respond by saying, don't mention it, it was nothing.
就有点像中文说的区区小事不足挂齿。
Right, 你还可能听到外国人回应谢谢的一种方式就是 of course.
Of course, 这个不应该是当然的意思吗？
Right, of course by itself means obvious, expected. So when someone says, of course, instead of you're welcome, the feeling is that it's obvious I would do that because I want to do that.
所以就是外国人在说谢谢之后回应 of course, 意思并不是说你当然应该谢谢我而是说我当然愿意帮你啦。
Right, so it's a friendly way to say it. Let's look at an example.
Thank you so much for helping me today.
Of course, I enjoyed it. 那你在英国的时候一般听到英国人会怎么样回应谢谢呢？
比如说 It was the least I could do. 那这句话的意思呢其实就是实在是微不足道。
感觉听起来特别的谦虚特别的 British、
那除了这个说法之外呢我们前面讲到的 My pleasure 还有 sure thing 都是英国人非常喜欢用的。
那我们今天聊到的呢就是如何在英文当中用不同的表达方式去回应对方的感谢今天的笔记呢也都为大家整理好了欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
That's all for today's podcast This is Nora Thanks for listening
This is Jen See you next time
Bye
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。